feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Day 15. Become the king with the ruling power and the controlling power. This is the continuation of yesterday's Murli. 3rd March 1984. Baba is saying, you are ever ready by yourselves. Put the time aside, don't look at the time. This is now to happen, this is yet to happen. Time knows and the Father knows. Service knows and the Father knows. Are you content with service of the self? Put aside world service, look at the self. Are you content with yourself in your own stage and in your own independent kingdom? Are you able to rule your own kingdom well? Are all your workers, all your ministers and great ministers under your control? There isn't any dependence, is there? Do your own ministers and great ministers sometimes deceive you? Sometimes internally your own workers don't become companions of Maya in an incognito way, do they? In your own kingdom is the ruling power and the controlling power of you kings working accurately. It isn't that you order pure thoughts to come and waste thoughts come instead, is it? That you order the virtue of tolerance and the virtue of upheaval comes instead, is it? O self-sovereign, are all your powers and virtue under your control? They are companions of your kingdom, so are they all under control? When kings issue an order, everyone says, yes, my lord, Ji Hazur, in a second and salutes the king. So do you also have such controlling power and ruling power? Are you ever ready in this? Your own weaknesses and your own bondages will not deceive you, will they? So many questions. So Baba is looking at our court, at our kingdom. We are self-sovereign kings. Baba wants all our ministers and great ministers, all the servants, everyone should be at our beck and call. None should deceive us. None should become a companion of Maya. And Baba is asking, become independent and be, keep all of these under your control. Now put aside world service for some time. Look at the self. Don't look at the time, this is to happen or that is to happen. Time knows and Father knows. Service knows and the Father knows. Your task is to become ever ready. and have these two powers, controlling power and ruling power. We control things and we rule over things. Without these two powers, kingdom will collapse. There was a king, and one day he ordered a very strange test. He brought a he-goat, billy goat, you know, billy goat. And he said, whosoever would feed this he-goat would be rewarded. But the condition is that I myself will test whether this billy goat is totally satisfied or not. So the one first person came and he said, it's quite easy, give me the goat. And he took that billy goat, in the jungle and made him feed. He gave him a lot of green grass to that billy goat. And by evening he brought the goat in the court of the king. And the king took that goat and he puts some grass in front of the goat and the goat starts eating. So the king said, oh, you did not feed him well. Otherwise he would not have eaten. He is still hungry. So other person came and the third person and the fourth person, and every day people started coming and they would take the goat to different places and make that force go, and rather force that goat to eat. But in the evening, every time new grass and fresh grass was put in front of the goat, goat was ready to eat it again. So the king concluded that goat is yet not satiated. So the goat is still hungry. So there was one intelligent Brahmin, and he thought there must be some secret to this. So he said, okay, I'll do this job. And he took that billy goat in the forest. And every time the goat was about to eat, he would hit him with a stick. So, eating grass and being bitten got some association in the brain. So every time that goat was about to eat something, he would get a nice thrashing from that Brahmin. So whole day he was bitten like hell. And the evening, the goat was brought to the king, goat. And the Brahmin said, I have fed him well today. You can test. And the king puts fresh grass in front of that goat. The goat, not to think of eating, it doesn't even look at that grass. Because it knows that if it eats, it will get a nice thrashing again. So, you know, this Brahmin is the soul. This Brahmin is a soul. This goat is the mind. And this king is God. God is the one who is the auditor, who is the principal chief examiner. This mind is that goat. And what is that stick? What is that stick? Nobody is killing goat. The goat is not killed. A stick is used. That is the stick of Srimad. That is the stick of wisdom. So use that stick to train your mind. Don't kill it. Don't suppress the desires, the passions of mind. We are not killing, but this is the method of training. Every time it goes towards vices, give it a nice thrashing with Srimad, stick of Srimad. So this mind needs training. It's a wild animal. Wild animal. So you need to domesticate this wild, unruly, uncontrolled mind. So ruling power and controlling power. So what should we do to increase the ruling power and controlling power of mind? There are hundreds and hundreds of methods given in the world by those people who are not spiritualist. Because even though they know that without mind control, success is not possible. In yesterday's Murli Baba talked about four powers. What was the second? Mind. Mind should not be afraid. Mind should not wander anywhere. Mind should not become sorrowful. Mind should remain concentrated, because for all successes, powers are needed. So mind should be powerful, a very powerful mind. Master Almighty Authority mind. Master Almighty Authority you are. You can summon any power at any time. You should be able to summon any power at any time. And whichever manner you want to use it, you should be able to use it. So mind control is very important. So how to control this mind, or how to make this mind rule over things? Mind is the most powerful thing. Mind is the weapon. Keep it loaded. Baba said, these powers are your inheritance. This power are your birthright. These powers are the scriptures. This power is the medicine. This power is the blessing, benediction. This power are mantras. These powers are the gift that you have received from God. These powers are your sevadhari. They are your servers. They will serve you. And who are you? You are the clever ones, Chatur Sujavan. So how to increase these powers? We are kings, not beggars, not slaves, not servants, not subjects. We are kings. So kings should have power, authority. And Baba said, forget the world. Look at yourself. Keep world service aside. Do your own service first. Don't look at the time. Don't look at the... Forget time. This has happened, that has happened. Focus on the self. And self, control power. The power to control and power to rule. So how to increase these two powers? How to increase? What should we do? What should be done to increase these powers? Yes. So many things can be done. First is meditation. Increase your yoga chart. Automatically, increase in the power will come. Read more and more about them. How to increase the powers. Churn. Increase churning power. Sleep. Take good sleep. Exercise. Do good exercise. Self-control will come. Self-control is very intimately linked with physical training. For physical training, you need a lot of exercise. You need a lot of self-control. You know, all the workouts, they need a lot of control. You have to avoid so many things. It's not that those who go for physical training, they can eat anything. They have very tight schedule. You know, all these actors, they have to be so much careful about their diet, about their everything. Otherwise, they cannot maintain, because their everything depends on the physical looks. If they don't look good, who will take them in films? So, exercise has a very important role. In yesterday's Murli also, Baba said. Baba talked about effect of soul on body, but body also has effect on soul. So these both are one unit. They are interlinked. If soul affects the body, body affects the soul. You cannot say this is soul and this is body. They are actually one. Even though we say that body is different and soul is different, but they are so blended together as if they are one unit. If you do anything with the one, another is affected. If you do 1 hour exercise, you are not the same person. Your thoughts, your mind, your emotions, everything change. Walking, jogging and running. If you do any one of these things, you are not the same person after doing that. Go for 1 hour walk. You are a different person. Go do 1 hour jogging or 1 hour running or sprinting. You are a different person. Do 1 hour intense workout in this weather. Should start sweating. You're not the same person. GABA, so many hormones, neurotransmitters would be released in the body. Dopamine, GABA, serotonin. And they will change emotions. So, exercise is one of the best methods. Something very gross which can be done. And everyone should do it. Then, what else? Postpone temptations. Learn to postpone temptations. If you feel like to eat something right now, tell your mind, I'll eat after 10 minutes. Postpone your temptations. If you just want to do something immediately, postpone it. All the temptations. This is a very good method to have better self-control. What else? Keep yourself busy. Okay. What else? Something that will increase your controlling power. What you should do? Busy? Okay, all the senses. Keep them busy. Okay. So, that is one. That is indirect method. But directly, that will increase your controlling power. What? What you should do? How to increase self-control? Is there some other methods? You know, the other thing is reduce the attractiveness of your temptations. If something tempts you, reduce the attractiveness of it. That is also one of the methods. Think about it. That it is not very attractive. I am getting tempted. Observe that thing and see. You have your own previous experiences. So you can always think of things that will reduce the attractiveness of that thing. If particular thing attracts me, tempts me, this is known as aversion therapy. Think about the disadvantages of that particular thing or defects in that particular thing. So reduce the attractiveness of that thing. Then what you can do is you can modify your environment. That will also increase your self-control. Don't keep tempting things there. This is how you train yourself. Remove all the tempting things. Keep all those pictures who will motivate you more and more for self-control. Keep those pictures in front of you. Suppose a child is studying and the parents, they just pamper them. They keep bottles of chocolates and biscuits in their room. So every now and then they keep on eating only. So to exercise self-control, discipline is needed. Anushasan. A strict lifestyle is needed. You have to decide what I have to do and what I am not to do. So make yourself disciplined. So time management, setting time, time boxing, time buffering, all these things are very important. Self-talking. So, there are various methods. Find out how can I avoid temptations. And most important thing is food. Food and sleep. These are the two important things. If you can control your food habits, automatically you will have better self-control. Automatically you will have better self-control. There's a person who keeps on munching the whole day. You see something and you start eating. You see something and you are busy in eating whole day. This very self-control is very difficult there. Self-control means every day. The best thing is to practice fasting almost every day. Yeah. Best thing is to fast almost every day. You can start with 12 hours. Make it 14 gradually, make it 16 and 18. So that you have reduced your eating window. And the best is to keep eating indoor to just 6 hours. Rest of the time, no need. And you will know what is self-control. Because your mind is off the food. You are engaged in so many other activities, other creative things. Otherwise, we are grounded. Thinking of only one thing, what to eat and what not to eat. So, best method is to practice intermittent. It is known as intermittent fasting every day. How many hours? Which is the best method? You can start with 14 to 16. That is different. That is 24 hours. This is every day. Every day, keep eating window to just 6 hours or 8 hours. That's it. No need for rest of the time. Rest of the time, you can practice. And you will realize what a sweetness is there in the empty stomach. You will realize your power of control will immediately increase. All other methods will take time. This is the crash course. This is a shortcut. Immediately you will find you are the controller of yourself. Immediately you will find I can control not just taste, but eyes also, but ears also, but hands also. All the organs, all the sense organs, all the physical organs. So automatically a new power will come, a new energy will be released. The energy which was being utilized in eating, in digesting and eliminating. 90% energy goes in this. This energy will be saved. And health will improve automatically. A new creativity will come. Clarity of mind will increase. And health will improve. Yeah. Memorizing power will increase. Healthy guts means increase immunity. Immunity has to do with only things. People say, no, do eat this kada and drink this kada and think this is a health tonic. Nothing. There is only one health tonic. Healthy guts. Guts. Intestines. So if you want to increase your immunity and if you want that, you should not get any disease. Because when you fall sick, what happens? Mind also falls sick. Irritation. Peevish. Mind becomes peevish. Irritable. You feel weak. Mind also weak. You can't do any yoga. You have to remain, you get dependent on people. And thinking of that same illness all the time. That is the why. First criterion in spirituality for spiritual progress is healthy body. Healthy body, strong body, active body. You should be jumping all the time. If suppose somebody wakes you up at night, come on, start running. You should be running. Another best method is running. This is good. Jogging, running, walking. Any one of these. Swimming is one of the best method. Another is horse riding. That is also very for balance. You learn what is balance in doing that. So these are so many different activities. If easily available, do it. The best activity without any injury is walking. All other activities are associated with injuries. The best physical activity with no risk of injury is walking. So at least 10,000 steps. At least. But make it 15,000 or 20,000 steps per day. Every day, 15,000 is must. So you should have, you will have a very healthy body, healthy mind, very creative mind, very active mind. So this is very good exercises. So Baba says, you are king with self-control. You learn self-control only with these methods. And another thing is, pledge, oath. Take a pledge in between. I will do this, I will do that. Increase your willpower. This is the method. You can change your activities. Don't keep the same routine every day. Do everything here and there. After 1 week, change everything. Suppose this is the way you do. This morning you get up and then you do this, then you do this. Now change it. No, don't do that. Do something else. This brain has got no some pattern. Just disturb that pattern. Best thing is to disturb it. Yeah, that is also anything, something new should be done. You don't go to Baba's room at that particular time, start going that particular day. Change your yoga timings. And see what happens. Just this mind, immediately after some days, it wants comforts. It will search comfort and it will create a comfortable zone and it will stay. The moment it has created comfortable zone, throw a bomb and disturb it and create a new pattern now. This is how the training is there. This is how you have to train the mind. So mind training, mind discipline. This is very important. So who are we? Who are we? Kings with ruling and controlling power. So we will read again.
Om Shanti. Become the king with the ruling power and the controlling power. You are ever ready by yourselves. Put the time aside. Don't look at the time. This is now to happen. This is yet to happen. Time knows, the Father knows. Service knows, the Father knows. Are you content with service of the self? Put aside word service. Look at the self. Are you content with yourself in your own stage and in your own independent kingdom? Are you able to rule your own kingdom well? Are all your workers, all your ministers and great ministers under your control? There isn't any dependence, is there? Do your own ministers and great ministers sometime deceive you? Sometimes internally your own workers don't become companions of Maya in an incognito way, do they? In your own kingdom is the ruling power and the controlling power of you kings working accurately? It isn't that you order pure thoughts to come, but waste thought come instead, is it? That you own the virtue of tolerance and the virtue of upheaval comes instead, is it? O self-sovereigns, are all your powers and virtues under your control? They are companions of your kingdom. So are they all under control? When kings issue an order, everyone says, yes, my lord, ji huzur, in a second and salutes the king. So, do you also have such controlling power and ruling power? Are you ever ready in this? Your own weaknesses and your own bondages will not deceive you, will they? Om Shanti. Avikta Murli, date 3rd March 1984.